side over?
Just flip it.
Oh, I'll hang it up from the window.
Oh. Well, I'll be using this prop right here that's conveniently drawn in half. So I'm Representative Jim Knobloch from St. Cloud, Chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. I'd like to make two points. First of all, we did give the last offer. We moved $147 million the governor's way last night. We feel it's his turn to make an offer. We've been making good progress. We have agreement on the target and I think close to agreement on the agriculture bill. There are several other bills where we're only a few million dollars apart, environment, jobs, not too far apart on higher education. I think if we could maybe just get one more offer, we'd be ready to go on some of those bills. So it is the governor's turn to make an offer. We made an offer last night. We're waiting for his. But the second point I'd like to make is to talk about this so-called halfway offer and how convenient it is that we have this painting right here that is drawn exactly in half. And if you think about green for the governor and brown for the legislature, you can see the governor's map, because if you listen to Commissioner France, he said, well, here's the halfway offer, you know, it's down the middle, but we're not going to count the $83 million of the courts, so that's going to move us here. We're not going to count the $45 million of the cybersecurity when we're figuring out the half, so that's going to move us here. And the healthcare access fund, you know, that was put in place to pay for Minnesota care. It wasn't put into place to pay for medical assistance and all the other healthcare programs they're using it for, but they're proposing to use $350 million of this special fund for various healthcare expenditures it wasn't designed for. So that moves us out to about here. And so the governor says, well, let's meet in half. That moves us to about here. So it's not half. It's nowhere close to half. This isn't a halfway budget. If we're going to consider a halfway budget, we've got to consider all the spending. We've got to consider all the special funds that are being talked about. But all I can say is to my friend Commissioner France, nice try. I'm open for questions.
Is the Green the Republican or the Democrat?
Green is the governor. And again, you know, he's taken a whole bunch of things off the table and then say, okay, we'll meet in the middle from here and over there. So, you know, in the middle is way over here into the legislative territory. It's not where the real middle is after he takes all this money off the table.
You said the healthcare access fund is only for intended for Minnesota care, but earlier in the session, your guys used it for the premium relief and reinsurance plan. Doesn't that seem to put it in fair hands? You're using it for other purposes as well?
You know, it has been used for other purposes, no doubt, not just this year, but at times in the past. There are a lot of people that feel that it is just sort of a slush fund that people go running to when they need extra money. That's one reason that it's going to be phased out, I believe. But even if you say, yes, let's use that money, the governor is essentially taking $350 million of extra money that's not in the general fund and using it for his own purposes. If that money's really going to be on the table underneath the governor's plan, we should then be splitting it 50-50, and he's not.
And then related to the other two items you mentioned, court funding and also cybersecurity, do you agree that you can all agree that that is something really important, the other branch of government, and also security for information, and why does that have to be split in half? Why can't you agree to that amount?
Oh, well, I think that we certainly need to be funding the courts. I think we certainly need to be funding money for cybersecurity. In our bills, we had funding for both. Whether those are the exact amounts of money we need, I think, is somewhat subject to our discussion.
You guys aren't anywhere near that amount for both of those.
I don't know the exact numbers that we had for each of those, Pat. We've already moved up in our offers with the governor beyond where we originally were as our starting point for public safety and judiciary, and I anticipate that we would have more money for the courts for that. We have moved up significantly in the state government finance area. We'd have more money for cybersecurity for that. So, I mean, I think that we feel that You know, those are important issues. And, you know, all of these budget areas are important to us. I don't think that we should be looking at things from the governor's perspective and say, oh, well, Republicans, they're concerned about transportation and taxes. We're concerned about other things. I guess I hope the governor is concerned about transportation and taxes, and we in the legislature are very concerned about all the other areas of the budget, education, the environment, public safety, and so forth.
I know it's a Garofalo bill, but there was a protest today about local preemption, and they're worried that it's going to be inserted into one of these omnibus bills now, the opponents of that. Do you see that happening?
You know, I don't honestly know what's going to happen on that. I think, you know, that's an item that we've had discussions with the governor on, and I believe that they'll be ongoing.
Mr. Chairman, are you saying that the Dayton administration using fuzzy math to come up with their halfway offer?
Well, that's kind of an old term now, fuzzy math, but
fake news.
It's fake midpoint math.
Chairman, that might not catch on.
Both sides say the other side needs to move. What happens now? How do you get off this impasse?
Well, I actually called Commissioner Franz this morning and had a meeting with him and reached out to him and kind of said, look, you know, where do we go from here? I mean, you know, is there, you know, can the governor come and give us an offer? I mean, we made the last move. Normally it would be his turn to make another move. You know, can we get a move from the governor? Or if not that, you know, can the governor come forward with some sort of a sub-offer of some kind? Can we work perhaps on some of these other areas one at a time to narrow things down? And I guess we're waiting for a response.
How long can you wait before you do something?
Well, I guess we believe it's the governor's turn. And, you know, we would like to get a deal now. I think it's better if conference committees have more time to work. But I know that deals have been successfully done in less time than exists between now and the end of session.
They just told us that the tax bill benefits mainly business and wealthier individuals rather than the people that were...
Well, I guess I would disagree with that. First of all, I found it interesting that they said the 2 million taxpayers that were benefited in the Senate bill were off the table. Of course, they never had anything for 2 million taxpayers in their original bill. They have almost nothing in terms of benefits in the tax bill for the wide assortment of Minnesotans. But, you know, we've got student loan relief in the tax bill. We've got more money for LGA and counties. We've got that sales tax provision in the tax bill that takes away the sales tax on local units of government. With the LGA and county program aid we've got, I think we've actually got more for local governments than the governor had in his proposal. We've got property tax relief for small businesses. We've got property tax relief for farmers. We're touching a wide, wide variety of Minnesotans in that tax bill.
Question about the Health and Human Services budget. As I understand, and I can stand to be corrected if I don't quite get this, but as I understand, the governor's got one-time money through the use of the Healthcare Access Fund in his Health and Human Services budget, and that you also have one-time money in the form of a shift in your Health and Human Services budget. For those who care about the sustainability of that funding, the vulnerable folks who really rely on it, what's the opportunity, or is there an opportunity to get to ongoing money to pay for that part of the budget?
Well, I mean, we have a payment delay in our budget, but it's really on a net basis pretty modest because there was a $135 million payment delay that is phasing out this year. We have a different $173 million payment delay. So, I mean, you've got $38 million in a, you know, $13, $14 billion budget. I mean, it's a pretty modest payment delay as the whole thing goes, and it's, you know, roughly 10% of the $350 million the governor's proposing with the Healthcare Access Fund. All right, thanks a lot, everyone. Appreciate it.
Yeah.